Doctors are trying to solve a medical mystery. Why are so many young teens getting kidney stones? Over the past two decades, there's been a sharp increase among adolescents with the disease, and historically, the condition primarily affected middle-aged white men. For WHYY, Dana Bate tells us how some local researchers are investigating the cause of these shifting demographics.
When Elizabeth was 9, she started getting terrible back pain.
I felt so sick and my side hurt so bad.
For a while, she and her parents assumed the cause was one of her many food allergies. 4 years later, they realized it was something else, kidney stones. Her mother almost didn't believe the diagnosis.
She's too young, was my original thought. And she has a great diet because she doesn't eat soy, gluten, or dairy. She basically has the Mediterranean diet.
By then, Elizabeth had only 10% function in her left kidney and about 85 to 90 in her right. She ended up needing surgery, but even a year and a half later, she still gets stones.
I have, like, sharp pains all day, and then it hits you at, like, one point. It's like a, you know, rock falling on your, like, your side, and you're just, like, bedridden for 3 days.
In many ways, Elizabeth is the quintessential young patient with kidney stones, 15 and female. In adults, the condition still affects more men than women, but in adolescents, slightly more girls get stones than boys. Elizabeth isn't her real name. We're disguising her identity because she's part of a study through the Children's Hospital of Philadelphia that hopes to prevent people like her from getting kidney stones again. Gregory Tajan is an attending urologist who is leading the study at CHOP. He is concerned by the growing number of teens getting stones. He also worries about an increasing incidence among African Americans, among whom the rate is rising at about 5% per year.
When you're talking about an epidemic, this is something in epidemic proportions. You know, how quickly this has changed over such a short period of time is really dramatic.
Doctors are still trying to figure out why the rate among teens is surging. Many blame changes to our diet, especially an increase in salt, phosphates, and protein. Technology has also made it easier to pick up very small stones using CT scans and ultrasound. Scott Sparks is director of the Comprehensive Stone Program at Children's Hospital Los Angeles. His hospital has seen such a sharp increase in the number of patients with kidney stones that 2 years ago, they created a center dedicated to the issue.
We've had basically a triple in the number of stone cases that we do over the past 2 years.
Sparks says in his experience, children make stones for many of the same reasons adults do, poor diet and poor hydration. But he suspects that diet alone doesn't explain the growing problem in teens.
Our diet has probably not changed substantially in the past 2 to 3 years, such that it would account for such a significant increase in the number of patients that we're seeing.
CHOP's Tajan and his colleagues are looking at the impact of antibiotics on the bacteria in the gut and urinary tract of people with kidney stone disease.
If we can understand what some of these differences are in the community of organisms, then I think we're going to be able to better understand what is going on with metabolism that is causing these stones to form.
One factor all doctors seem to agree on is that today's teens aren't drinking enough. Kidney stones are made up of minerals from our diet. Our body uses what it needs, and the rest goes out in our urine. To form crystals that turn into stones, those minerals need to find each other. The less we drink, the less urine we produce, and the more likely those things are to find each other. Alicia New is director of the Pediatric Stone Program at Johns Hopkins Hospital. She uses the analogy of making a beverage from a powdered mix.
So if you don't add enough water, that drink mix is not going to dissolve, no matter how much you stir it. The only way to get it to dissolve is to add more water.
That brings us back to the study Elizabeth is enrolled in at CHOP. The two-year NIH-funded study uses a combination of technology, incentives, and coaching to get patients to drink more. The idea is to prevent people like Elizabeth from getting stones again. Once a teen like her has had a stone, there's a 50% chance he or she will get another within 3 years. The study includes both adolescents and adults and is the first and largest of its kind. Each patient gets a smart water bottle that connects to a phone app.
It has a little tassel, you can hold it.
The app collects real-time information on how much a person is drinking and sends that information to study leaders. Elizabeth gets $1.50 every time she meets her daily goal. There are also fluid coaches who help her and patients like her find ways to drink more. So far, drinking more has helped Elizabeth. She still passes stones, but not as often, and they aren't as painful. She's trying to maintain a sense of humor while the science catches up with her condition.
I always joke with myself that, like, I'm aging like a dog. Like, I'm getting all these, like, medical issues when I'm such a young kid at 15 years old.
Doctors say they hope more research into the causes and treatment of stones in adolescents will prevent this and other traditionally adult conditions from developing earlier in life. For WHYY, Dana Bate.